We got rules here. In order to learn them, you gotta do more work with your ears than with your mouth.
What's up, people? Welcome to episode 14, my son's favorite number. How are y'all doing this week? Hope everybody had a wonderful Memorial Day. That clip you heard in the beginning was from a movie that if you young whippersnappers haven't seen it, you definitely should see it. It's a classic. Cool Hand Luke, starring Paul Newman. And the voice you heard was George Kennedy. So George Kennedy, Paul Newman, they were icons in their time. Everyone knew who they were. So just an update on May Gray and June Gloom. This is June 1st as I speak. The sun has come out for just maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours. It was kind of like the clouds kind of parted, and it was partly cloudy for an hour and a half or 2 hours this past Saturday, 5 days ago. My wife and I were at a wedding. Our adopted son, one of my boy's best friends, got married, and my son was the best man. And actually, if you've seen The Hike, the young man who got married, he was a stand-in for the character of Derek. That's just a little trivia for you. But anyway, on his wedding day, it was an outdoor wedding, and the clouds parted, and we did have a little sunshine peeking through during the ceremony. That was God's work, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the show. Last episode, I asked you to go through your script and make sure all the scenes are numbered, and you separated your interiors, exteriors. So now you have a good idea of where the majority of your shooting is going to take place. What we're doing is we're breaking down the script. That's what they call it. That's Hollywood jargon. Breaking down the script. So we're going to continue breaking down the script because there's some other things you can do. On a big Hollywood movie, the script breakdown is done first, usually by a producer. And from that script breakdown, a shooting schedule and a budget will be created. So the producer will go through the script, break it down, and will come up with a shooting schedule and a budget. And then later, the first AD will break down the script. And when the first AD breaks down the script, he'll also have a scene breakdown, which is just going into a scene and breaking it down. So the script is the macro breakdown, and the scene is the micro breakdown. And then the first AD can make a production shooting schedule. So the producer comes up with a half-assed schedule. I mean, he or she gets a good idea of how long it's going to take, what locations they're going to be at on certain days. And then the AD, the first AD, will go in deeper. He or she will actually set that schedule in stone. And then most of the time, the cinematographer will also go through the script and look for all the equipment that he's going to need. And usually, we'll be talking with the director at the same time, and this is when they can get together and talk about a shot list. Now, on an independent feature, if you're the captain of the ship, you are going to do the script breakdown. You are going to put the schedule together, and you are going to come up with a budget. Now, in this podcast, I'm telling you how I did it in order, but a lot of the times, the script breakdown will be the first thing you do after the script is locked, and you have made the decision you're going to make this movie. Then you do the script breakdown. You can come up with the schedule, with the budget, but see, I kind of did it half-assed backwards. So if you're wondering why I covered putting together some kind of a shooting schedule and a budget first before the breakdown, that's just the way I did it. But actually, it's probably going to be easier if you do the script breakdown first, and then you can see, you know, how many scenes you're going to shoot at location A, how many scenes you're going to shoot at location B, like we talked about on the last episode of the podcast, and you can come up with some kind of a preliminary budget. Yep. If you're going to put together an independent feature film, an award-winning independent feature film, you're probably going to wear all the hats, so be ready. It's a lot of work, but you can do it. If you go online and you search script breakdown template, script breakdown sheets, you will find there are blank sheets of paper that you use in a script breakdown. Every one of these sheets of paper is going to represent one scene in your movie. So remember, you have your scene numbers. So for every scene, you're going to have a sheet of paper, and that's going to be your script breakdown sheet. And then eventually, you're going to put them all in a binder, and that's going to be your production binder. And we're going to go scene by scene. Just start at scene one. There's going to be spaces on your breakdown sheet that are going to be separated, and you will have room to write on the sheet all the information that we're about ready to go through. Number one is cast. So for scene number one, the cast members, who is going to be in scene one? Now, this includes non-speaking roles as well. So if you happen to have a cast member who has no lines, but they're there, they're on screen, they will go in the cast box. So write their name down. It's their character name, not their real name. You can also use this character's occupation or title, like policeman number one or thug number two, what they are in the script, their job. If they are in the scene and they are in the shot, you will put them in this box on the breakdown sheet. Next is extras. I don't know how big your shoot is. I don't know if you're going to have any background, people walking back and forth in the background. You know, if it's set in a coffee shop or if it's set in a restaurant, you're going to have to hire extras or background and place them in the shot so it looks realistic, right? Okay, so extras. How many are you going to need? Now, at this point, you're not going to write down anyone's name because an extra doesn't have a name. But what you want to do is you need to figure out how many people you're going to need in this scene. And on your breakdown sheet, don't write 10 extras in the box. Write 10 bar patrons, 10 pedestrians, 10 people in the restaurant, you know, that kind of thing. Just don't write 10 extras. Write down where they're at, what they are at that moment in the script, in the scene. Next will be props. So on your breakdown sheet, there will be a box and it says props. You're going to write in there every prop in scene one. Is there a gun? Is there a handbag? Next are costumes. You know, the hike was one day, 8 to 10 hours. So there was no change of clothing. More than likely, your movie is going to take place over a period of days, weeks, months, maybe even years. So, you know, your lead character in scene one might be dressed differently than in scene two. So in the costume box, you're going to write down the character name, and then you're going to write down their costume. What are they wearing in this scene, scene one? Next is makeup. Do you have any kind of special makeup requirements for scene one? Is there going to be blood? Is there going to be a black eye? Is there going to be a cut? Is there going to be some kind of a wound, something that we see? Are the characters' teeth all nasty and yellow? Do they have tattoos? Do you have a character that has ink on him or her? Oh, FYI, in the short lines that I was in, I played a drug dealer, and the director wanted me to have a tat on my neck. So we went on Amazon, and we got these removable / non-permanent tattoos. And I'm here to tell you, they did not look that good. Okay, the camera barely picked it up. So if you're going to go that route, if you have somebody with ink on them and you want a temporary tattoo, the ones on Amazon didn't work out that well. I mean, you could see it, but just barely. So there's got to be some temporary tattoos somewhere that you can buy that are going to stand out, that are going to have the wow factor. Man, the ones that we put on my neck, you could hardly see on camera. Yeah, it was a big disappointment. Stay away from those Amazon temporary tattoos. I mean, they work, but the camera just doesn't pick them up that well. The colors are kind of muted. They're not bold like real ink is. Okay, next, vehicles. In scene one, do you have any vehicles? A car, a bicycle, a motorcycle? Do your characters jump on a bus or do they get on a train? That would count. You got to write that in the vehicles box that's on your breakdown sheet. Are there any stunts? Now, in the hike, we had a couple of stunts and we did them ourselves and we did not hire a stunt coordinator. They take so long to do, ladies and gentlemen. God, we'll talk about that down the road. When we get into production, I'll tell you all about the stunts and what kind of problems we had. But if there are any stunts in scene one, write them down in that box. Somebody gets tackled, somebody trips and falls, doesn't matter. If it's a stunt, it's going to go in that box. There will probably be a special effects box. Now, your special effects box is going to be an explosion. If you're lucky enough and you have a budget, maybe you have a squib. Maybe somebody gets shot by a gun and the bullet hits their body and there's a little explosion of blood. Now, on an independent film, unless if you get a special effects expert, you're probably not going to have any of this. And our special effects, we didn't do any live special effects. All of ours was post, and it was all CGI. It was all computer generated. If you anticipate using CGI in your movie, those CGI shots will go in this box on your breakdown sheet. So CGI is special effects. So you have live special effects, and then you'll have CGI. Regardless, they will go in the box on your breakdown sheet. And speaking of CGI, I've been meaning to tell you guys this, but the guy who did our CGI, if you remember, I told you that he used to work at a big company that did CGI for Hollywood movies, and then he just decided to moonlight on the side for independent films. And he did an amazing job on my movie. Every once in a while, he'll call me to ask me if I have any work for him. So I will share with you his contact information if you have any CGI. And like I told you in the past, you can do it remotely. It's no big deal. And he's very independent, budget friendly. He's not going to charge you an arm and a leg. I mean, it's not going to be the cheapest thing in the world. But you know, if you have any CGI that you need done and you're in the middle of America and you have no idea who's going to do it for you, just reach out to your Uncle Dave, dave@thehikemovie.net, and I will hook you up with this gentleman in Hollywood who will do an amazing job for you. Also in this would be wind. Rain. Man, we almost rented a rig and shot the very last scene in the hike in a pouring rain. We considered it. The DP and I talked about it. I love shots in the rain, especially in the climactic scene when the rain's pouring down. But we would have had to have gotten the equipment from LA, and for one, we didn't have the money. And for two, we didn't have the time. Once we started talking about it, it was kind of too late. You might have this, you might not have this category. Animals. Do you have any animals in scene one? Is there a cat? Is there a dog? Are you out in the country? Are there cows? Any animals? Got to write them down on this breakdown sheet. And you're probably not going to have a wrangler, but obviously if you have animals, you probably want trained animals. And if you want trained animals, you're going to have a wrangler that's going to come with those trained animals. Maybe your script does have a great scene where there's horses or dogs or cats or whatever, and you want to use a trained animal. I would suggest that if you have animals in your scene, you know, your pet dog and your pet cat, with all the people involved in shooting a movie and the lights and the noises, your animal's going to freak out. You're not going to be able to shoot with your personal pet because they're not used to it. If you go with a wrangler and you pay someone money to bring in animals, they're trained. They're used to the noises. They're used to the lights. They are going to do whatever you tell the wrangler you want them to do. Now, I've never looked into how expensive that crap is. I'm sure it's not cheap, but just avoid the temptation to use your own animals because it's not going to work out for you. And what you're going to end up doing is wasting time. You know, you got Spot. Spot's so cute. Oh, he's so cute. I want to put Spot in the lap of this character during this shot. Come here, Spot. Come here. And you throw Spot into the lap of your actor. And Spot just can't sit still. And Spot's jumpy. And Spot's spooked by all the people and all the noise. And yeah, you're going to go take after take after take. And you're just going to blow time. It's not worth it. Believe me, we have three horses in the backyard, and the new script that I'm working on, I tried to incorporate those horses. Oh my God, I want to incorporate them so bad because you use what you have. That's great production value. But the scenes that I have written with horses in them, a character is going to have to be in the stall with the horse, or in a pen with the horse, or in the turnout area with the horse, or in an arena with the horse. And that person would not be me. I mean, I would do some of the scenes that I've written, and I would be comfortable. Yeah, the horse is comfortable with me, but if you put a stranger in there, dude, I'm telling you right now, don't ever get in a stall with a horse, period. Okay, unless if that horse knows you and you own that horse and you feed that horse three times a day, do not get in a stall with a 1,100 to 1,600 pound animal because that animal will kill you. Not intentionally. I've been kicked, and it wasn't an intentional kick. My horse gets happy. Yeah, when he gets happy, he bucks. Those rear legs kick out. I was standing in the wrong spot, and that back leg hit my thigh. If it would have been lower, it would have got my knee, and I can't even imagine what would have happened. But he got the side of my thigh, the thickest bone on my body. He didn't break it. I'm here to tell you the power behind that, I've never felt before. Don't forget, horses are fight or flight animals, man. When they freak out, that's the first thing that goes through their little brain. Flee. Run. Fast. So yeah, I want to make another movie, and I want to make the movie that I'm writing, and horses are involved, but I can't use mine. You know, I can use the facilities, and we could get a wrangler, and that's what I'm going to have to do if we ever get that far. Not to mention insurance. Jesus, can you imagine if you've got an actor being in a stall with a horse, how the insurance company is going to feel about that? Without a wrangler? Some horse that somebody owns? No. So please, dear God, if you have any animals in your shoot that can hurt you, like a big dog, even a cat for that matter, scratch the hell out of you, just write them out of the script or pay the money. Get a trained animal. What did W.C. Fields say? Most of you don't know who W.C. Fields was. He was a comedian back in the day. Don't act with children or animals. Isn't that what he said? And we'll get into children, by the way, because in The Hike, I do have a child. And the short film that I was in, Lines, there was also a child. And I had a long talk with the director about how to deal with that, and she was very appreciative. So I will have things to talk to you about if you have children in your movie. When we start talking about production, I will bring that up. Don't let me forget it. All right, so there's your breakdown categories. And on your breakdown sheet, you should have a box on your breakdown sheet for each one of the things we just talked about. And at the top, it'll say scene number, and this is all scene number one. Everything we just talked about is just for scene number one, okay? So once you fill that out, boom, now we're in scene number two. If you have a 120-page script, a script breakdown is going to take you some time, but you're going to be so well prepared, and it's something that you have to do, because if you don't, you're probably going to forget something. I mean, that's the bottom line. All these categories that we just talked about pretty much covers the whole spectrum of your movie. And what's cool is you get these breakdown sheets, and you complete a breakdown sheet for every scene, and then you three-hole punch them, put them in a binder, and you carry that binder with you, assuming you're the director and maybe even the producer. That'll be your on-set Bible, along with the script. Keep your script separate. You'll have a binder for your script that you and the actors will probably go through, and you and the DP will probably go through while you're in production. You'll hit that script. You'll refer to it. And then typically the breakdown you're going to look at the day before. So if you're going to shoot scene one today and you're going to shoot scene two tomorrow, today, look at scene two and make sure you got everything ready for tomorrow. It's pre-planning, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, you're at the stage now where you're breaking down the script. You're getting closer. I hope that was some good information for you. And take your time. Be very methodical. I know you have a lot of scenes in your script. And just go through and set down that roadmap using your breakdown sheets. And you will eliminate any future problems down the road when you complete all your breakdown sheets for all the scenes in your script. All right, let's get out of here. Hope y'all have a great week. And, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I'm going to see some sunshine really soon. Otherwise, I'm probably going to go down to the Coronado Bridge and jump off it, because I'm getting so tired of clouds and gray and drizzle. Ugh. Give me some sunshine. I want some sunshine. All right, y'all have a great week. And remember, be a lion, not a sheep.